A paid subscription to YouTube videos you used to get free, plus free flushable cleaning cloths and free nasal strips. It's all right here on the Free Stuff Show. I like free stuff.
I like free stuff too.
We've been fans of freebies for years.
It's a hobby of ours, and we're always searching for the next free thing.
Join us on our quest for free stuff.
I'm Rick.
And I'm Tommy.
And this is The Free Stuff Show. And welcome to The Free Stuff Show. I'm Rick.
And I'm Tommy.
And this is the show that's all about free. We're both into collecting free stuff wherever we can find it, and in this podcast, we're going to tell you when, where, and how you can get free stuff too.
Today, we'll talk about YouTube Red, the new service that allows you to watch videos ad-free for a fee. We'll tell you how it works, what it will cost, and what we think of the idea. We'll also tell you how you can get free flushable cleaning cloths and free nasal strips.
Today's show is sponsored by Jobcast Central. Looking for your next career? Look no further than JobcastCentral.com. Employers, list your jobs for free at Jobcast Central. There's no charge and no limit. It's free. Go to www.jobcastcentral.com. Well, Tommy, it looks like YouTube is turning the corner here on their video service. They're going to be doing something new. Tell us what's happening here.
Okay. YouTube originally is a video sharing site that allows you to post videos, and the people that post the videos can collect ad revenue from ads that they put on their videos. And YouTube is making a new variation of the site, you could say, called YouTube Red. YouTube Red is a service that allows people to post videos, but there's no ads. The thing is, people have to pay $9.99 a month, which is $10 a month, for a subscription to YouTube Red, which allows them to watch all the videos they want without ads. But the thing is, they have to have the YouTubers post not only to YouTube originally, but also to YouTube Red. So that means the people... They can coexist. YouTube and YouTube Red coexist, but the YouTubers have to comply with YouTube Red. Otherwise, their videos on the original YouTube will be canned.
Okay, so what we have here is it was a free service to begin with, and now for people that don't want to see the ads, they're going to offer a paid subscription to YouTube so that you can see it ad free, but
it's kind of steep, honestly.
$9.99 a month. Yeah. It's actually more expensive than Netflix. I'm not sure what Hulu Plus charges anymore because I really don't do anything with Hulu Plus. I think, though, it's a little bit higher than Hulu even. But now, you know, I understand for $9.99 a month, they get to watch their videos and... see them without any ads at all, which is, you know, at the outset seems kind of nice because...
It's the videos that are, I'm guessing, from the bigger YouTubers.
Well, I think it's most any video.
Yeah, that would have ads.
Right, because a lot of videos have ads in them, and pretty much any video that has ads in it, if it's a pre-roll ad, now what a pre-roll ad is that it's an ad that runs at the very beginning of the video, and a post-roll ad runs at the end of the video, and then you have what's called a mid-roll ad, which might run somewhere in the middle of the video. YouTube will typically have a pre-roll ad that runs at the head of the video, and if the ad is under 30 seconds, you can't skip it. You have to see the whole ad. But if it's 30 seconds or over, a good deal of the time you can skip the ad in most circumstances. But this service would include the elimination of any of those pre-roll ads. And I believe any ads that would show up on the video or on top of the video, any of those, the type of...
The pop-ups.
Yeah, the pop-up ads. I believe that's also included, as I understand it.
Well, I mean, nobody likes ads, but I think I would like ads a lot more than actually paying $9.99 a month for YouTube.
Well, there's a trade-off for the ads. I mean, when you're getting something for free, it's generally accepted that, well, I'm getting this for free, and I'm going to have to watch the ads, just like free TV or free commercial radio. And I think people, for the most part, are used to seeing the ads there, and some people click through them if they can. I think a lot of people just sit through them just so they can see the video. I don't know that it's really going to be that big of a deal to sit through an ad just to watch a video that I really want to watch. However, getting back to the pre-roll ads for just a moment, this subscription includes that type of advertising, something that's generated by Google. It does not include an ad that was inserted in the video originally, or say, if it happened to be one of these popular YouTuber shows that they had embedded advertising in, or they were promoting a product in, that's actually part of the video, and for the most part, that's going to stay in there. So this ad-free subscription offer really generally doesn't include that. So you're still going to get some ads, but just the ones that are part of the show itself,
yeah,
or part of the video itself. Now, now as far as how many people would subscribe to this, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how many people are going to want to subscribe to an ad-free service when they're already used to seeing the ads in YouTube, yeah, and they're used to getting the videos for free. I mean, you know, YouTube is really changing its business model somewhat, because for 10 years, they've been showing videos for free.
Yeah, that was kind of the thing. Like, YouTube, like, you can just open it up at any time and watch YouTube. You don't have to pay or think of, did I pay my fee this month to watch YouTube?
Well, you know, people expect to be able to go up on YouTube and see free videos and sit there all day and watch free videos if they want. To suddenly have to subscribe to a service...
Just like Netflix.
Yeah, like Netflix. To suddenly subscribe to a service to watch their videos that they used to see for free, and now essentially they feel like maybe they're paying for them, or really technically they're paying for the privilege to watch them without ads, but in a sense, they're basically paying for what used to be free videos. I don't know how people are going to really respond to that. Well, let's talk about that for just a minute. How do you feel about that?
Okay, so I personally don't think that the ads are that big of a deal to have to pay $10 a month to escape them. I mean, I tolerate them. It's just kind of a thing everyone's kind of used to. There is also something that can be downloaded called AdBlock that allows you to block the ads anyway off on YouTube. And, I mean, Google might suspend that on YouTube or something, I don't know, to have people get YouTube red. But since something like AdBlock is accessible, I don't really think something like YouTube red is necessary.
Well, there's another side to this as well, that $9.99 fee for subscribing to YouTube red isn't going to be $9.99 for everybody, apparently. From what I've heard, and I haven't been able to corroborate this yet, but from what I've heard, it's going to actually cost iPad users a little bit more.
Oh, because they're the Apple people.
Yeah, the Apple people. So myself, being an iPad user...
An Apple person.
Well, I'm not completely an Apple person, but I do have an iPad. For those who have iPhones and iPads, this may cost $12.99 a month from what I've heard. Now, once again, I have not verified this yet, but that's considerably more than the $9.99 for most other devices and computers and whatever else they're watching it on. So, you know, that's something to think about as well. Either way, this is not going to be free.
Yeah. Also, another note, Google Play Music also has a $10 fee per month that allows you to use their services. And if you get a subscription for that, you get a free subscription to YouTube Red. Mm-hmm. And vice versa. So if you get a YouTube Red subscription, you automatically get a free one for a Google Play Music. So if you get one, you get both of them. So it's like it's more like you're paying $10 for both of them.
Well, here's my thought on it. This is not a new business model at all. I mean, people kind of used to this sort of, free / premium model, you know, where there's a free version with the ads, and then there's a premium version without the ads. A lot of other venues do it. You know, Pandora does it. Other sites do it. So this is not a new thing. So it really isn't, or it really shouldn't be a big deal for Google to jump into that game, right? Except there's just one problem. There's just one caveat to that, is that these other venues, like Pandora, have pretty much had this free premium model from early on, from the get-go. Whereas YouTube, for the last 10 years, YouTube has just been free. And Google is suddenly changing this business model to offer a free / premium paid service.
So YouTube was that it was free. So that was its whole thing. Like, it was so accessible. Mm-hmm. Making it less accessible for people is going to probably drop its I don't want to say subscribers, but like its users.
Well, think about this though, and I'm pretty sure Google is considering this, which is why I think they're probably going to continue with this anyway. There are millions upon millions of YouTube subscribers, people who who subscribe to YouTube anyway as a free service. Okay, there are millions of YouTube viewers, upon millions of them. If you take just a fraction of that, 1%, 2%, 4% even, just a small fraction of them on a paid service, that's still millions and millions of paid subscribers. That's at $10 a pop. You're talking $10 times 20, 30 million people. That's a lot of money.
It could be effective for them, but I still don't think it's necessary.
I don't know that's necessary either. I don't know if it's really a good idea or not yet. I mean, time will tell. I know that there's been a lot of pushback from the content creators on YouTube because they're concerned about whether or not they're going to get a cut out of this or if this is really going to hurt them.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole...
And we're really not... That's really out of the scope of the Free Stuff Show here. That's a discussion for another podcast another time. Our concern is really what we're getting for free and what we're not getting for free, and that's what the Free Stuff Show is all about. But I can see this, though, that YouTube is taking a bit of a risk here, I think, just in my opinion. And they risk alienating more than a few of their...
If they alienate the content creators, all their fans are going to go away, and that's a lot less views on YouTube. So they have to play their cards right on this one.
Well, they're looking at creating original content too, and as I understand it, they're going to create original content like shows, utilizing the big YouTube celebrity creators that are on the system now to produce some of those for them. The trick is they had to get, 100% of these people on board to be able to make this work. And I know that has been a little bit of a challenge for them because there were a lot of these content creators that really weren't too keen on the idea, on this idea. But I don't know how many of the viewers are really going to...
really that dedicated.
I don't know how many of them are actually going to go for this at all. I wonder if there's going to be a lot of pushback from viewers. Now, once again, it's kind of an opt-in thing. You know, if you don't subscribe, you can still watch your free content. But I'm really not sure how this is going to shake out yet. And I think what really concerns me is where YouTube is headed on this, because it starts off on this free/paid model. Well, what's going to happen a few years from now? Are they going to at some point make it all paid and there's no more free?
Yeah, are they trying to kill off YouTube very slowly? Like, one of the things that is puzzling is that YouTube is kind of forcing the content creators into this. If they don't, sign up for YouTube Red, then the stuff on the original YouTube will be blocked off. So that means if you want to watch the videos for free of your favorite YouTuber that doesn't comply with the YouTube Red rules, then you can't watch it because it won't be up there. It'll be blocked, it'll be marked private, it'll be taken down.
Well, I've heard that too, and I'm not sure how much of that is hearsay and how much of it is true. I mean, we're doing the podcast about a day before this launches, and it launches on the 28th of October, 2015. I think time will tell as far as what's really going to happen here, but I think it's
hopefully
something.
Hopefully, not the thing I just said.
Well, I hope not too, but we'll see what happens. But I think it is a cause for concern from those who really, who really like to watch their favorite YouTubers for free right now, and who like to absorb a lot of free content on YouTube. I don't know. We'll see what happens. In any case, YouTube is going for a paid subscription model, and where this is going to take them, I don't know, but I guess we'll find out. In the meantime, they do say that the free content will still be available. We just don't know how that's going to shake out for those who like to watch YouTube for free. We'll see.
Hopefully it'll be good.
Hope so. Well, we have a couple of freebies of the week this week. And before we get to that, let's do our promotion disclaimer.
Some free offers we talk about on the Free Stuff Show may be related to affiliate or referral programs from which we may receive free item or small commission. We may also receive free items in exchange for our feedback, promotional consideration, or an honest review. However, we also promote free items or offers that are available to the public without compensation, such as sample items offered as Try Before You Buy, items that are open source, or items in the public domain.
That's right, Tommy. We aren't going to recommend anything to you that we wouldn't try or use ourselves. Everything that we talk about on the show or review on our site is either something that we've tried, something we use, or something we would use if we needed or wanted it. And that is our disclaimer.
So here are the freebies of the week that are really free. The first freebie is free flushable Cottonelle cleaning cloths from Cottonelle. So currently, Cottonelle is catering to consumers by creating a cool coupon concerning Cottonelle's flushable cleansing cloths. To clarify, Cottonelle has a deal that lets you get a free pack of flushable cleaning cloths on their website. All you have to do is go to www.cottonelle.com/safe-flush-sample or click on the link in the post on our website. Doesn't that sound exciting? So go ahead and get some washable cleaning cloths. And who doesn't like free toilet paper anyway? And that's my freebie of the week.
All right, I also have a freebie of the week this week. If you have trouble getting to sleep at night due to allergies or a deviated septum, Breathe Right nasal strips may be the solution. If you haven't heard of Breathe Right before, well, now you have. And now you can try it free. I have a deviated septum, and some nights it keeps me from getting a full 8 hours, if I can get to sleep at all. I've used Breathe Right nasal strips for years, and I'm a big fan. With Breathe Right, I breathe better, sleep better, and when I get a good night's sleep, I can take on the morning. So I was excited to find GSK, the maker of Breathe Right, is offering a free sample of Breathe Right nasal strips to anyone over 18 years of age who wants to give them a try. As a longtime user, I highly recommend BreatheRite, and once you try them, I'm confident you will too. You can order your free sample of BreatheRite nasal strips at www.breatheRite.com/free-sample.html. And no, they aren't paying me to post this, although I would take them on as an advertiser in a heartbeat. I'm sharing this link on my own. And that's my freebie of the week.
Well, that's all the free stuff we have for you this week. Join us each week for more free stuff and check out our website at www.thefreestuffshow.com, where you can read our blog and subscribe to our podcast to keep up with the latest free offers and promotions.
Remember, that's thefreestuffshow.com. If you just type in Free Stuff Show without the word the in front of it, you'll wind up somewhere else on the net instead of our site. So be careful typing the URL and enter thefreestuffshow.com.
And if you find anything free that you would like to share with us, you can email us at comments@thefreestuffshow.com.
You can subscribe to The Free Stuff Show on our website at thefreestuffshow.com or listen to us on iTunes, Blueberry.com, or stream it to your mobile device on Stitcher Radio.
Well, that's our show for today. Before we go, any other final thoughts?
Well, I'm still wondering what's going to happen with YouTube, but as YouTube content creators ourselves, I don't know what that's going to mean for us in the future, but I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah. I'm glad you could join us today. Join us again next time for more free stuff on The Free Stuff Show.
Once again, today's show is sponsored by JobCast Central. Looking for your next career? Look no further than JobCastCentral.com. Employers, you can list your jobs for free at JobCast Central. There's no charge and no limit. It's free. And you can't beat free. For the latest job listings or to list your jobs, go to www.jobcastcentral.com. Well, everyone, thanks for listening, and until next time, I'm Rick.
And I'm Tommy.
And this is The Free Stuff Show.